good morning, or good afternoon, as the case may be. We're holding here in the middle of Perek Lamed, with the starting maimer was the Chamisha Koilos, and he segued into the rest of the Chazal. We're holding here Bavur Oma, Shu Ki'ilu Ikiv Karv Itoida, Birzeh. So this is going back on somebody who's Misamech, Chasn V'Kala, and all the wonderful things. Avo Oimer Shukile Hikrif Toida, Birze, Kia Toida Hu Sheyesh by Chometz U'Matzah, Ve'en Lecho by Korban, Sheyesh by Chometz U'Matzah Korban Zeh, Avga Shei Korban Mizbeach. So the Shtei Alechem is different because in its own right, it's only chametz. It doesn't have chametz and matzah. There's other menachas alongside, but it's not part of the carbon of the shtei alechem. This is solely, this is in the carbon trade itself, you have chametz and matzah. After the carbon is mizbeach. Mikomakrim carbon nikra. L'chein amru, kol ha-carbonus yibetem la'asit chutz mi-carbon taida. Mipneshesh b'chametz and matzah. Shem shnei dvorm chalukim shein zeka zeh. In other words, the Gemara says, that over here, and so on, it's going to be one bracha for both. The same thing about the Umas HaOlam. Now, the world now is the opposite of Hashem Echad, which means his chalkus. Different. There are different in Yonim. There's Toiv and there's Ra, and they're very different. Lasid Lovoi, the Nekud of Lasid Lovoi, Hashem Yimizgala Hashem Echad, is that everything will be Nizgala to be part of one Inyan. So a Karbon that is Ma'achid Ktsovis, that's Ma'achid Hafechim, is the Karbon Lasid Lovoi, and that's the Karbon Toida. V'dovazeh Roi She'a Karbon, Kashaso Nes V'hitzois Min HaMisa. So there's another Knetchi. I'm not sure if it's exactly what he means, but I think it's what he's referring to is. You in a carbon taida, Lamashal, a carbon shlomim you bring because things are good, you're happy with a Kaddish Baruch and so on. Everything's okay. A carbon toida you bring when things were not okay and they became okay. In other words, you had to have been in a sakana and you were nitzel from a sakana. So the way in which both the havamina, so to speak, the maskana come together, that's miyuchid in a carbon toida. So Korban Toida represents the ichud of the Afechim and the Bria, and therefore you have the situation where a person was almost things of Misa, and then he came round, and the Mela, that's very representative of the that's representative of Lasa Lavoi. There's also a knach over here, so just we can add that in Hoidah itself, both in terms of thanks and in terms of Hoidah's Baldin, you always have in it the Havamina and the Maskana. Let's take a minute, the Hoidah's Baldin, like Hoidah's Baldin. So if I have two Adim that come and say, like I said, so I prove my point. There was no counterpoint, really. I come along and I say, you owe me money, and I have two Adim, so that's that. A Hoidah's Baldin always includes in itself a Havamina, not like that, and a maskana, yes, like that. The word hoidah's baldin means the other side who is nominally in opposition to me, either explicitly so, or had was a Havmin, he would be not like me. In both of them, he now becomes reconciled, and now it becomes, you know, yes, he does say like me. So wherever you have Hefechias becoming one, that's where you have the inyan of Hoidah, Toida, and so on. L'kach oma, ha-masameh ha-chosn v'kala, ki-likr korban Toida, ki-ha-chosn v'kala beiz mitzias mechulakim, she-ze-ish v'ze-ish ha-chulakami. The primary division in the Bria is Zachan and Keva, Ish Nisha. So Chosin and Kala are be'etzem minugadim, they're be'etzem distinct and different. V'zivuk shemun Hashem Yisparach, Hashem Yisavuk, Oysa Moshechin and Baisa. So the inyan of zivuk, that it's l'malo min ha-teva, that's not tivistic, is because be'etzem you have hefechim, you have two people who are very, very different. Be'etzem atzmiusam. Zachan and Keva are be'etzem different. The whole person is different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a chetimtza where Zachan and Keva become one, and in marriage, nesuin, that's a p'china of Taida. So there's something here that's very, very unique, and it has in itself of the Lasid Lavoi. All the inyanim that have in themselves a reyach of lasid lavoi, in these inyanim, they all come from this nekuda. Ubeperek elu megalchen b'toyer b'niyim k'suvim shezivuk adam Hashem b'toyer d'chsiv ki Hashem yatzadova b'neviim v'avim ala yodu ki Hashem hi mina k'suvim b'ayis v'hoi nachas ovis Hashem isha maskelas. So Lemaisa, the simcha of chosan kala, b'misa chosan kala, helps be ma'achedem. Each one, if somebody else seems to make a big deal of your spouse, then you feel, yeah, you know, Baruch Hashem, she is very chashiv, very good. And b'meila, it encourages an achdus. Hashemach lazir Hashem Hashem Yisrof Yisrim Moira ki kol chiluf ha-metzias k'moy Hashem Zoch ne-keva im Hashem Yisbarach v'dovaze ki ilu hikriv toida shekor amarnu ke'en ha-korban shol toida rak lahoyer shekol chiluf ha-metzias im Hashem Yisbarach u'ma shebona Kilo Bonach and Hubbus Yerushalayim, Pirish, Kazibuk Shalchasim Vikala al Yodoy Shlemus Binyan Hadam. Shay Nechshav Koydim Binyan Chos and Hatha Binyan Shalim. So he learns Pshat with a little bit of a different nuance in Bonach and Hubbus Yerushalayim. He says that it's the Nakuda of Binyan. In other words, it says, if I even said Sela, It's a gather of taking something that is charev. You have a person who's missing a big chunk of himself by adding a woman, by adding a wife. You mash them to adam. V'dovaz eshak mabinyan chubas yishlaim ki azivug azesh lachasam v'kalu binyan aloiki. L'kach omish hamis samei achasam v'kalu achabinya zeh b'shleimus nechshav ki binyan chubas yishlaim shehu binyan aloiki ki chasam v'kalu binyan aloiki k'mo binyan chubas yishlaim v'dovaz abar moid. So here it means the binyanim of Yerushalayim, was the Beis Hamikdash that we're talking about, is something which is a binyan that's charev, but it's a binyan of Ashras Hashchina. So anytime you have a binyan of Ashras Hashchina, this is Ki'ilu Barach Nechorus Yerushalayim, and this is what happens over here. V'amah, Shem Hoyim is Sam Chazech L'Toyer Shintam Chom Mishra Koylus. V'amarnu Kator Nitna Bei Koylus Meshi Seda Loikim Shosu Loilam. U'mashlim Kol Oilam Moshe Zbayer. Again, I'm not sure. Usually, he's miramis to some sort of inyan in Chochmas HaPnim. The hey that's usually mentioned is it's a way of looking at the spheres. You have you can divide the spheres into 10. You can divide them into 5 also. So there's a haluk of 5, and that could be as well as miramis to the hey koilus, the hey over here. That's a davar shalem and so on. Could be. And the mandioma that says that that Shiva Koilus, he has a pirush in that also. Okay, let's start Lamed Aleph. Berak Rabbi Akiva. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Maidach Siv Hashem Yitin Oyma Mevashis Tzavar Rav. So it says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Diburim are a psura of a tzavar rav. They create a huge army or all the nations called diba v'diba shiyatam v'yagvura nechak kashim l'shaynes. So the mevas of tzavar rav is simdi l'shaynes. Tanei b'shmol v'chapatish v'yitzitzela ma'patis e nechak kakam etzaitzis af kol diba v'diba shiyatam v'yagvura nechak kashim l'shaynes. So the chalukah of there's a chalukah of ayin l'shaynes. Torah comes across the ayin l'shaynes. Pirush ki adibe shkadibe shoyitzim Hashem Yisbaruch Hu mischalak l'shivim ki chein adover shoyitzim Hashem Yisbaruch Hu olam hazeh hu mischalak l'shivim ki moishim shivim umes v'alshoyitzim shivim lashon. So everything in the world l'shaynes. Let's talk a little bit about this a little bit and explain something. Seichel Havana Tfisa Das is in its abstract is one. When now the tafkid of Adam as a medaber is to take these different to take the same inyan and express it in the bria. So Adam b'teres medaber expresses the emes of das of in the bria. That's the tafkid Adam. The since there are 70 possible lashonis, 70 lashonis means there are 70 ways of expressing an idea. Now the difference doesn't lie, l'mashal, in a noun. If you have different words for the word bread, that doesn't count as a different lashon. It's not meaningful anyway. It doesn't change the metzias of bread, no matter how you say the word. It's the same thing. But when you're talking about something like disappointment, justice, any word that describes something abstract, you know that each language has a different nuance to it. And there are words that you can't express in English. I always say the word nachas. There's no such word in English. So Al-Khid would say, because nachas only from Yiddish Kinderlach. There is no nachas from but the word nachas doesn't exist. It's just, you know, you're very proud of your son. You're very glad. You're proud. You could say a lot of words that are somewhere in there, but doesn't convey the feeling that nachas does, and so on. It means that each language has a different way of expressing something. I remember when we were kids, they had this joke about how do you say disappointed in Yiddish? So, you know, nobody knew how to say disappointed in Yiddish. They didn't know. So finally, somebody decided they'll call up. He called up his old grandmother and he says, Bubby, yeah, what's doing? Fine, good. She said, so he's speaking Yiddish. And she said, and he says that, you know, if you were to make the party on Tuesday and I wouldn't come, what would you be? She said, oi, ich wollte gewinnen, als ich disappointed. Now, the truth is, there actually is a word for disappointed in Yiddish, enttäuscht. And that's you have to really know Yiddish to know it. It's a German word which is used, an Enttäuschung. You know, the words my parents would use it, zu stellen jenem in einer Gelegenheit, means to put the person in a predicament, to sort of put him on the spot, so to speak. But like upon him, different languages differ. Their culture gets summed up in their mode of expression. Which is the cause, which is the result, that's, you know, that you can play with. But tachlis, so the ayin l'shoynes are not just stam, that it's that it degenerated into different, different words. It's the expression of each umma. If there's a chalukah of ayin umas, then b'meila, there has to be a chalukah of ayin l'shoynes. That is the chalukah. Torah was given in a way the Dvar Hashem is mischalak l'neshenis. There is a tfisa. Lashon HaKodesh is the primary tfisa, but the other l'shenis are l'shenis that give some flavor to it. Let's give a mashal. There's a primary tfisa in that. You take a picture of something. So there's the best quote-unquote picture is the picture that gives over as accurately the colors, the position, the proportions, and so on. That's the picture that is most like the original. But there is value in a type of picture that is black and white. There's value in a type of picture that's a little hazy. There's value in a picture that sometimes is a wide angle lens. or vice versa, or close up, the inaccuracies can sometimes give a certain give over an additional interpretation, which has an emes to it. I think I told you that in Azabir we lived, there was somebody who was an artist, and they owed Akar Zatov to a friend of mine who was a grandson of Baron Kotler. And this artist, he was a Sephardi, a fellow. As a present, he painted him a picture of his grandfather, Baron Kotler. Now, he had never met Rebaron. He saw pictures of Rebaron. And after seeing a bunch of pictures, he painted a painting. And what stands out is the eyes of Rebaron Kotler are red and with a circle around it, which gives a tremendous emphasis. But it's extraordinary how the impression it makes on you. You know, he picked up in the pictures that Rebaron's eyes were his dominant feature, and by emphasizing it and shading it the way he did, it was very, very powerful, and it emphasized a certain emes. So Kaponim Torah is given ayin l'shoynes, and that's why the Moshe Targum has a maimed to it. Yivanis has a maimed to it. Tatfas, because they say in Afriki this, there a different l'shoynes. Add something. So the primary Lashon is Lashon Kodesh, because that's the most accurate translation, but the different Lashonis, by being inaccurate, give out some sort of nuance. So called Dibur Dish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nechlak Dishim Lashonis. All the Diburim had Ayin Lashonis, each one a different nuance. Tanu Rebbe Shmuel Kapata Shefaitzit Sela Mapati Zed Nechlak Kamen Itzoytis Av Kol Dibur Dish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nechlak Dishim Lashonis. So these are all the tzitzis that come out from Pirush. Kadibur sheitzan Hashem Yisbarach Hu mischalak deshivim kikein adovah sheitzan Hashem Yisbarach Hu b'olam hazeh umischalak deshivim kemoi shem shivim umes v'alashenis hem shivim lashon. Olefikoch hadibur v'alashon sheitzan Hashem Yisbarach Hu mischalak deshivim. So Bal Korchoch, coming into this world means this world is a world of chiluk, of chilukim, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose words must express themselves in Shivim Lashon. V'dov zeh ba'ana mokam achas she'efshu akach she'min Hashem Yisbarach Shu echod mechayev haribui. Hefek Hashem for the Zofim, k'min echod av haribui, u'kach ha'iborim le'shibushim harbei. Al min Hashem Yisbarach Shu echod av haribui, k'ashe ribui hu mistama le'echod. So the Baal says here, very deep k'nech. He brings this question from different from a philosopher and gives different terutzim. The questions the philosophers posited was as follows. If something is one and one only, how could many things come of it? Let's give a mashal. Imagine I have a little kit, and in my kit I have a half a dozen elements. So the amount of materials I can make in a half a dozen elements is almost limitless. I can combine any two, any three, any four, any five, any six. I can combine them in different proportions. So everything comes from the same elements, but there's no limit to the amount of different things I can make out of it. Let's say I have a kit, and the only thing in the kit is 100% iron. So the only thing I can make out of it is iron. That's all I have. If something other than iron comes out, then b'karchach, I had more than one thing in my kit. So if the Ribbono Shel Olam is echad, pure echad, how could ribui in the bria come out from the echad that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu? That was a question that was posed. Maral gives different truths in different places. The Maral sees it as a very important question, even though he lashes out against it like it does here. But tachlis, it's a question that to him is prime in understanding important Indian. He answers it here the following way. The perfect echad is that it all comes, that you can have a ribui from it that's not a stira to echad. So the ribuyim are all, as long as I can put all the ribuyim around a common axis and identify where its sheirish is in the common axis, I don't have a real ribui, and I bet some have an echad that displays itself most magnificently. Because sort of a dogma, I remember reading as a kid, and not reading, we had to learn it in school, I had to take a test on it. I think it was George Washington Carver, who was a black fellow in the South somewhere in the late 1800s. He realized that peanuts are very, very, they're very useful. You can make a lot of things out of it. And he served a 9-course meal all made out of peanuts. Soup and some of this, that, and so on. So at the end, he told them, and they were shocked, stunned, whatever it was. That was the thing. I guess yeshivas didn't find yet out how to do it, but once yeshivas will find out, they'll. So the point of it is that, you know, the versatility of peanuts is that you can make as many different things out of it, and it's still peanuts. So the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so perfect that the ribui that comes out is echad as well. The real gilui of the achdus Hashem is that in all the different oifanim, it still comes back to one. So v'lo yiboyim shiva me'itoi, v'adav is a ribui gomer. I mean, had seven things come out from him, that would be, in other words, if seven, not 70, that would be a ribui. So he says the number 70 carries in itself both nekudas. It is mitzad the seven shabbos is a ribui, mitzad 10, the 10 part of it is be'etzem an ichud. The tens in a number system is numbers that came together to form a new unit. So 70 is an expression of a maximum of diversity and still retain its echad.
Hashem
So something that's mischalik to Shiva Shivim and comes together to one is the ultimate negili of Echad. That even all these different Eifanim, it's still one and the same. Like the peanuts. It's so many different types of Macholim, but it comes down to the same thing. What's remarkable about it is that the people are different. The Ribui are the Umas Olam. You have different people that are different. And we're not talking about just B'mikra, they're living in China, they're living in France, they're living in Germany. There are different people that have a different tfisa, a basic tfisa on the world. And in a very fundamental way, their sense of what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad is different. You can't deny that. And so mitzad the nevroim, we needed to see differences. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to megal himself in differences, and b'meila he created ayin umos, meaning 70 different tfisas in the basic things of Taiva and Ra and so on and so forth. And a lot of things like that. I mean, it's, let's take simple things, which is unfortunately Americans don't understand it. What an American sees as natural freedom that a person is entitled to, other people see it as afkeris, that is dangerous. And they honestly see it that way. They don't feel that a loose government is a good thing. Some places, the tfisa is the whole society has to be there for the weakest, and some say society has to, keep pushing for the best. Those are very fundamental tfisas that differ. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created those tfisas because that's the ribui, that is this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah in a way that each one of these umas could, and each in the tfisa of each of these umas, it's possible to be tefis the emes. And then if everyone's taif is the emes and they all do what's right, then you see the echad in it. It's like in Klal Yisrael. I was say the biggest raya for Mesiris is as follows. If a guy were to walk into a Taimani shul, a German shul, Chassidish place, a yeshivish place, and a few more, he would be sure that he's dealing with 5-6 different religions. Here they sit on the floor, here they sit in pews, here they wander all over the place. The tone, everything about it is absolutely different. If you put on a halachic pair of glasses, you say it's exactly the same. Everybody's learning Krishna, Birchus Krishma, Smichus Gula Tfila, 18 Brachas, Shevach, Bakasha, Haidah, Nefila Sapayim, and so on and so forth. If you look at it through the eyes of Shulchan Aruch, these are all exactly the same. The Machloikas are really third string Machloikas. So Tachlis, the fact that, so had all Jews looked exactly the same, And the tzura of the Vayit would be, the tzura would be exactly the same. You'd say, okay, people have been trained very rigorously, and this is what they do, and that's that, and okay. But you see that anything that's not in halacha immediately follows the local mahalach. The negunim of Sfaradim are Arabic. The negunim of Yek is a German. The negunim of Chassidim are Ukrainian. There's no halacha about it, and therefore it picks up whatever it picks up. The minute it came to halacha, it's come out perfect. I mean, the relative difference in from halachic eyes. I mean, in halacha makes no difference if you say, you know, umetzapim tomer the issue, umetzapim the issue tomer. I mean, those are non-relevant halachic issues. And so very, very little in halacha is kemat no machloikes in important things and in major things. So from the ribui, and still you detect echad, that's where you have a greater sense of echad. The sense that the Mesoros comes from one place is from Adrab, because there's such diversity, and yet when it comes to the core material, it's across the board the same. Okay, we'll hold it here. I'm going to have to ask you to excuse me for the next 2 weeks. There won't be a Sheba as Hashem. Then hopefully we'll be back on track.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
The Maral just said that Shivim is the number of Riboy HaMes Achid.
Yeah.
I just remember always hearing from the Maral and Yai Nesach that the Goyim are Shivim, which is like a Riboy, which is not HaMes Achid, and Klal Yisrael is 71 has a like the Shivim Ein Aleph Shin Sanhedrin. Is that like a steer to?
No, well, it's the shivim within themselves, they need an akud of ichud, but the possibility of ichud is built into it. Mitzar atzmei, the shivim is not, it's not until I show you that all of them are the same that it becomes the same. So when they all are makir, you know, v'yatu shechem echad, lavdecha, when they all are makir in the one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which Kaiser projects and represents, that's when it comes together. But then it comes together, it clicks together as one. So just like the muscle, imagine you have a puzzle with 70 pieces. In and of itself, it's 70 pieces. When you have the person who goes and puts them in, you know, place together, that's when you have the echot. So probably that's what it means. It's representing the person doing it.
Well, it's the biggest riboy, but it has also a bekoyach to be misach.
That's it. It's just like a puzzle. When you cut them a lot of pieces, it has the bekoyach on one. It needs the catalyst to make it one.
Okay. This question, is there time for another question?
Yeah.
Yeah, this question of the Maral, how could many come from one? Is that the philosophical way of asking the kasha of yichud, of tzimtzum?
It's stronger in a sense if you define HaKadosh Baruch Hu as echad. It's homing in on the strongest midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we proclaim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad. So echad and everything is pretty much the same. It's just a sharper way of saying, how can there be tov and ra for something that's called a toiv? How can there be different things? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, everything is one. So by definition, how could many different come out of one?
So I don't understand. So it is a shame shaila that because Baruch is everything.
It's the same shaila. It's the same shaila dressed up with a different knach. The knach is not so much of a kadosh. The kadosh Baruch Hu is everything and everywhere. How could something come about it? But rather dealing with the quality. What is a kadosh Baruch Hu? Kadosh Baruch Hu is echad. So how did from echad come something else? That's since that's the defining quality of a kadosh Baruch Hu, it sort of makes it the Shabbos. It's a similar question. All these questions deal with the transition from something which is not from Hashem to something which is not Hashem. The question is just where you home in on what Nekudah. That's the deity. The said that all of Kashas and Amunah come down to one question. And it emanates from the Cholol HaTomei, I think he said, whatever it is. It's the same point. The point is, where can from God become God? How does that work? So, yes, in different ways. The Empira, you can ask it in Simpson, you can ask it in Ribui and Echad. There are different shades focusing on different people. Okay. Good. Good.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
It's sort of related. Somebody asked yesterday, you mean, why, what, how you, the two things that the Tigma Terli is one of the other first to Olam, the Tarekhan says, Moshe was the divine and similar Shemus. How do the two things live together?
I didn't hear, it's a little bit unclear, the first part, so I say, or the first part of your question.
How do we, it seems like a steer. It says when they were talking to Terli is one of the other first to Olam,
right?
It was a bad thing. And yet, Moshe was the target of the Baron Shimla Shernus.
Right.
So, how would you explain to the
a lot about the Ica problem with the opponents was, I think, that they claimed to be equal. They claimed Bechira, Lamashal, all almost recognizing that Mishkalayim era Kodesh. And Beit Hamikdash, the Malkut Kaddish, is positive. But when the Muslims say, yeah, it's ours, that's when it stops being positive. All the other Shaitis, Shteltzku as Shiftis, as servants to Malkut Kaddish. Yevonis, in the full sense, I don't mean just in the language, Yevonis presented itself as an opponent. Presents not an opponent, worse, as a replacement. It's just like a yeshiva, so a football stadium or any type of crass type of place is a stira, but not such a stira. A university is a real stira because the ilu. You've run it not as mal you say, because it has the beauty and depth and the culture and everything about it. It presented, I don't know what is an alternative, presented itself as an alternative to Lashon Kodesh.